The Broncos offense showed just how explosive they were against Oakland. Now they can add Brandon Marshall into the mix as they return to the team this week as the Broncos prepare for the Chargers.
I'm excited. Got a chance to sit back and watch the boys Monday. And was very proud.
A guy like that, it's always good to have out there, you know. We got by with Adam, you know. Eddie had a great game. We kind of attacked one guy, so I mean, we didn't have to be out there. But, I mean, this game, we're going to need him, definitely.
It's good to get Brandon back and get him back in football shape with a week's rest. And hopefully he plays at the same level that he was playing in preseason.
Marshall watched the game from his house and enjoyed watching his team.
You know what? I was a true fan. I was throwing things and I was really excited, you know. It was kind of neat. It was a neat experience, but an experience I would never want to, you know, have to deal with again.
Marshall said he was able to keep himself busy with other things during the week and also had the support of his quarterback.
It wasn't hard. You know, tell you the truth, I was busier than ever. You know, I made it down to Reverend Kelly's a couple days out of the week and did a few other things, and I just stayed on top of, you know, some priorities of mine.
I think we talked every day, you know, kept in contact with him, wanted to just make sure he's all right. You know, it's tough missing a home opener. I mean, the season opener, being away from the team. I mean, it's he loves football. He loves being out here, so it was tough on him.
The Broncos got a huge game from rookie Eddie Royal during Marshall's absence. The fans may have been surprised, but not Marshall.
Oh, you know, I said it in preseason. I told you guys before my comments, I think, was that he was amazing. You know, he's a great talent, and I can't ask for a better receiver on the other side.
In other news, former Broncos linebacker Al Wilson announced his retirement, and following practice, the Broncos shed their thoughts on the former five-time Pro Bowler.
Baby. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, we back in action, baby. Yeah. We got another opportunity to show the world what this team is all about. Let's go out there and fly around, make plays like we know we can make them. Special teams, defense, whatever it takes for us to get this W, let's do it, man. Fly around for each other. Don't be selfish. It ain't about you. It's about the man next to you. So let's rock and roll, baby. Hey, ride on three. One, two, three, ride.
He meant so much to this organization. Obviously, a great football player, but more importantly, a great guy. I really enjoyed all the years he spent with us. Big plus to this organization, and hate to see him go.
Definitely, you know, Al loved the game. Not only that, he loved his teammates, and you know, sometimes that's a lot bigger than the game. Just the camaraderie, being around the fellas in the locker room, joking, and just the relationships you build. And you know, even though he's not on my team now, you know, we still have a great relationship.
Just a natural man. I mean, he's, you know, he gave it everything he got, or he gave it everything he had every day, and he just liked being around him. He's infectious, and like you mentioned, just a great leader.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.